Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. Pedro Martinez and his legendary skills are in the spotlight today.
Another strikeout, and that will create a high for Pedro Martinez with 17 strikeouts in 1999. You talk about domination. He allowed only one base hit, a home run by Chili Davis in the second inning, and from that point on, he got mad.
22 in a row retired to finish the game.
That game against the Yankees in 1999 offers just one example of the brilliance of the pitcher during his major league career, which included seven seasons with the Boston Red Sox. This afternoon, he'll be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, along with fellow pitchers Randy Johnson and John Smoltz and Craig Biggio, who caught and played second base. WBUR's Alex Ashlock is in Cooperstown for today's induction ceremony and joins us now. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Sharon.
So Pedro Martinez was elected to the Hall of Fame the first time he was eligible. Remind us why.
Well, we just heard part of the reason in that game against the Yankees, which was one of his 23 wins, Sharon, in 1999. He only lost four games that year. In 1999, Pedro struck out 313 hitters. His earned run average was a microscopic 2.07.
Right, Alex. And, you know, the stats don't even tell the whole story. Watching him on the mound, it was just unparalleled, this devastating array of pitches, including a jaw-dropping changeup. His incredibly intelligent approach to the game, the whole package was electric. And in his 18-year career, he also pitched for the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Montreal Expos, the New York Mets, and the Philadelphia Phillies. But the guy that was once considered too small for a starter does go into the Hall of Fame wearing a Red Sox cap.
That's right. The Dodgers thought he was too frail to be a starting pitcher. He was a really good reliever for the Dodgers in his opening stint in the major leagues. But he goes into the Hall of Fame today as a Boston Red Sox. He won the Cy Young Award in 1999 and again in 2000, pitching for Boston. He was also sharing on the team that broke the 86-year-old World Series curse back in 2004. And when he was elected to the Hall of Fame back in January, Pedro talked about how special it was to pitch in Boston.
My highest point here was every game I got. Took it with the same intensity, took it with the same pride, took it every day, and enjoyed it. This is the moment where Boston can feel proud. I'm proud. I feel like I belong here too. I have a lot of love for everything in Boston and a lot of respect.
And Alex, the fans gave that respect right back.
Fans loved him.
Yeah. I mean, whenever he pitched at Fenway, it was a celebration. The ballpark was filled with flags from his home country, the Dominican Republic.
I went to a lot of those games when he pitched, especially in the first couple of years he was here. The fans just went crazy for Pedro. He's going to pay back some of that Dominican Republic respect that he got at Fenway. When he delivers his speech today, he's going to do it in Spanish and English. He talks a lot about his background growing up poor in the Dominican Republic. He remembers carrying his older brother Ramon's baseball equipment for him when Ramon was playing. And he credits his mom and dad for everything he was able to accomplish in his own baseball career. Here's what he said about his family when he was elected to the Hall of Fame earlier this year.
My mom and dad were the best example that we could ever have when it came to integrity. Respect your job, honor your job, because it's given to you by God, not by me or by men. So neither surrender it to anybody, because it wasn't given to you by men. So you're going to charge the mound? You're going to fight me? You think I'm going to go away from the mound? No.
And Pedro never backed down, and Red Sox fans will remember several scuffles he had with opposing batters who maybe a pitch got away and maybe pitched inside. Maybe he might have hit a couple of batters, but he did not back down when somebody charged the mound after that happened.
Yeah, you can say that again. Yeah, he might have hit a couple of batters.
Just maybe.
Now, in addition to Pedro, this is really an impressive Hall of Fame class.
It really is, Sharon, a stellar class. Randy Johnson and John Smoltz were also pitchers without peer. Johnson won five Cy Young Awards. He had 303 victories in his career. John Smoltz is the only pitcher in Major League Baseball history with 200 victories and 150 saves. Craig Biggio had a great career for the Houston Astros, 3,060 hits, including 668 doubles. So Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson, John Smoltz, Craig Biggio, an excellent Hall of Fame class for 2015.
Well, Alex, thanks and enjoy the ceremony.
I will.
WBUR's Alex Ashlock speaking with us from Cooperstown, New York, where later today, former Red Sox ace Pedro Martinez will be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. This is 90.9 WBUR.